Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time to laugh, to win, and to live the thrill of the action.
Hey, baby, let's go out there like a bunch of crazy dogs.
What's going on, but I am excited.
Every pick, every play, every game-changing moment.
Unbelievable!
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
It is our number two of You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetMGM Network. Femi Ebebefe hanging out with PJ Glasser. PJ doing an awesome job filling in for Nick Kostos. Nick will be back with us on Sunday for You Better You Bet's countdown to kickoff. Nick and Sam Panayotovich are getting you set for the Week 14 slate in the NFL. But 20 minutes from now, we'll hear from Anthony DeBundo of The Ringer as he helps us break down the World Cup draw. United States looking like we got a pretty manageable draw. Should be able to win this one, at least we think. We'll ask Anthony, though, if that's the right thought process coming up in 20 minutes. But joining us right now to kick off this second hour of You Better You Bet, it's NFL and betting analyst over at Yahoo Sports, Frank Schwab, joining us here on You Better You Bet. And you can hit him up on Twitter at Yahoo Schwab. Frank, thanks for hanging out with us on this Friday. We'll start with what we saw last night, because PJ and I were talking about this in the last hour. The Dallas Cowboys playoff hopes feel like they're on life support. In your opinion, are the Cowboys done after losing last night's game to the Detroit Lions?
Yeah, pretty much has to be. I mean, you're down under 10%. You need to win out and get help. I don't think this Cowboys team is necessarily capable of winning out. They were playing good ball, but that's the thing. There's nothing wrong with going on the road losing to a good Detroit team, right? Like, okay, that happens in the NFL. But when you dig yourself a 3-5-1 hole to start the season, you just can't lose any games. That's a problem. And that's what they ran up against last night. And I thought their defense was exposed a little bit, looked a lot more like the defense we saw in the first half of the season. So I just don't think the Cowboys can win out. Like, that's the problem. That's a first step to this whole thing, is winning, you know, 4 in a row to end the year. I don't think they got that in them. But, that's what happens when you get too far behind.
Do you think the Lions, Frank, if they get into the postseason, do you still think this is a team that could potentially make a run in the NFC?
I think there's two kind of different ways I'm leaning on this. One is, yeah, why not? Because nobody's good this year. I don't really think there's any chance in 10 years we're looking back saying that 2025 fill in the blank champion, boy, they were great. Like, we're not gonna be talking about them like the 99 Rams or anything, right? So nobody's really great this season, so why not the Lions? Why can't they get in with their explosive offense and make a run? Like, that is on my mind. But at the same time, I'm like, this Lions team might just not be that great. I haven't won 2 in a row since Week 5. And now they're, you know, that Brian Branch injury is no joke. He is a big part of their secondary, what they do. Combine that with a Terry and Arnold injury, and you're like, well, are they really going to make a run on the road? Probably, because I don't think they're winning the North. Are they going to be able to win 3 straight road games and then a Super Bowl? I don't see that happening. But again, if you put them, you know, each and every NFC team, can they beat the Rams? Sure, of course. Can they beat the Seahawks? Yeah, on their good day, they probably could. Can they beat the Packers? I guess so. If you haven't done it yet. But so I guess the short answer is I don't think they're going to make a run because they haven't shown that consistency, but I don't know anybody in the NFC who is going to make a run. So maybe the answer is them.
Well, I mean, like the way you're just describing it, it's like, I think we all are on the same page here. Is that, like, this is a very wide open season. If you had to guess right now, as we're heading into week 14, like, who do you think is going to win the Super Bowl? Because I think there's nothing that you could say that anybody would have to laugh at, because we're all looking at this thing and saying, hey, yeah, you can poke holes at all these teams that are thought to be contenders.
Right, exactly. And I've never seen the odds look this flat before, really, either. Like, you look and it's like Rams are the favorites at about, what, plus 450? You go back to the Seahawks at like plus 850? There's not a single team. Look, I'm wrong a lot, right, guys? Like, I'm wrong. But at least by now, I feel like I have an opinion. Like, oh, yeah, the Bills are going to go on a run and win the Super Bowl. Not always right, but at least some team has come to the forefront where I'm been like, yeah, that's the team I'm riding with the rest of the year. I have nobody right now. There's not a team where I'm like, yes, absolutely. If I had to pick one, I do think Seattle's the best team. If I had to be honest, which is the best team in the NFL, I do think it's Seattle Seahawks, but it's also possible they're not even the best team in their own division. I do think the two best teams are in the NFC West. I'll say that. But I don't – am I really thinking Sam Darnold's winning a Super Bowl this year? Really? Like, I don't want to necessarily want to go out on that limb. So I guess if I had to make a pick now, it's the Seahawks. But I'll be honest with you, for the first time that I could really remember in a long, long time, I'm sitting here in almost mid-December saying, I don't have a pick right now. I do not know who's coming out of this thing, because every team has been so up and down and inconsistent.
That's what makes this week so great, Frank, is we have three games with huge division implications, right? Ravens, Steelers, Colts, Jags, and then Bears, Packers. And then you have some other big games. You look at the Sunday night game, Texans and Chiefs, Eagles, Chargers on Monday night. Definitely want to get your thoughts on most of those games. But, like, of those five, the biggest games this weekend that we're going to have, what's kind of the one game that you're most looking forward to?
You know, I'm probably going to go off the board. Like, of course, Bears-Packers is really fun and all that. I think the game I'm most interested in, though, is Colts-Jaguars. And I know that that's probably a weird contrarian answer, but the AFC South is really kind of interesting. I mean, you got this Colts team that started off 7-1, looked great. All of a sudden, they've lost 3 of 4. But I don't – look, they lost – the last two losses were on the road at Kansas City in overtime. Okay. Then you lost to a really, really hot Texans team in a poorly officiated game, and that was close. It's like, I don't know the Colts are necessarily folding the tent. They just have hit a rough patch, whereas this Jaguars team, I don't know what to make of them. I don't think they're very good, and I picked the Jaguars winning that division before the season started, and I'd love for it to come true so I get something right, but I don't really trust that Jaguars team right now. They're not very good. So, but the beauty of some of these games that we get, like last night, is things start to crystallize. Things start to, you get some clarity on, oh, okay, the Jaguars just beat the Colts. Yeah, now they're clearly the AFC South favorite. Or, yeah, we shouldn't have been overreacting to the Colts. They're still a pretty good team. They just beat the Jaguars in Jacksonville. So I'm really looking forward to that game, because I think it's going to offer some kind of path to what the AFC South has to offer the rest of the year. And by the way, don't count out the Texans in that race either. The Texans are coming on strong.
Yeah, this is You Better You Bet, Femi Abebefe, PJ Glasser, hanging out with Frank Schwab, NFL betting analyst over at Yahoo Sports, on Twitter at Yahoo Schwab. Let's talk about those Houston Texans. I'm high on this Houston Texans team. You can just clip the I'm high part as well. But actually, I'm not. But like, the Houston Texans have been really good so far, like the last couple of weeks here. Like, they beat the Buffalo Bills. You mentioned the game against the Indianapolis Colts. Like, they have been really on this run. Now they're taking on the Kansas City Chiefs. Like, catching 3.5 points, total sitting at 41.5. Do they go into Arrowhead Stadium where it's going to be freezing temperatures? It's going to be cold outdoors. Like, how do you see this playing out with the Kansas City team that's going up against the backs against the wall, needing to get a win here to keep their playoff hopes alive?
Yeah, and it's one of those kind of weird reverse splits where you think, oh, the team from Houston probably doesn't want to see cold weather, but this Texas team seems like a team built for cold weather. They're going to beat you up defensively. That defense is awesome. I was not high on the Texans coming into the year. I was not high on the Texans for the first half of the season. So I'm not trying to just get one of my preseason predictions at a finish line or anything, but I can tell you, I don't think there's a much better team in the NFL the past few weeks than the Houston Texans. They are really playing well. We saw what they did to Buffalo. That defense is fierce. It's nasty. Easily the best defense in football. I think they've figured out some of their offensive line issues. Not to the point where they're a top half offensive line, but they're competent, unlike the Raiders or the Titans. Like, they have actually figured out their offensive line issues a little bit. So this Texans team goes into Kansas City, who has its own offensive line issues. Josh Simmons, their left tackle, going on IR. I don't know how the Chiefs are going to protect, really. And if it does get cold and nasty at a night game like that, I don't think the Chiefs are really built to win that kind of game. We really think Isaiah Pacheco and Kareem Hunt are going to carry them to the finish line? Like, no, that's not going to happen. So I think the Texans are live here to win straight up. I think they're playing that well. And when we talk about, okay, this is, I really do think this season we're going to have some random champion. We're going to look back and be like, yeah, that team was terrible until the beginning of December. Then they got hot and won a Super Bowl, made a Super Bowl somehow. Kind of like the 2020 Buccaneers where you look back at their season. Why not the Texans? That defense is so good that it's a type of unit where you watch them the last couple of weeks with, you know, the win over the Colts, which was really impressive. The win over the Bills was really impressive. Why can't that defense carry this team for 2 months? I could see it happening, and it wouldn't surprise me at all to see the Chiefs lose on Sunday night, effectively just ending their playoff hopes, which none of us saw coming. None of us were sitting here before the season. I don't know if you guys were. I certainly wasn't sitting here saying, no. Yeah, Chiefs might miss the playoffs this year. Like, no, nobody saw that coming in the middle of this dynasty. But pretty much their next loss is that's it. That's all, folks.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
100%. And Frank, that's what I wanted to ask you. Do you think your prediction for who wins the AFC, if you had to make one, if Kansas City makes the playoffs right and they win their next four game win out and go to the postseason, win their next five games, do you think you would roll with the Chiefs to win the AFC, as probably most people would if they go in hot? Or would you maybe roll with the team that you were just making the case for, the Texans, or maybe you like the Patriots or somebody else? Do you think maybe your opinion would change if you see the Chiefs get on a roll, or do you feel strong about a couple other teams in the AFC?
No, I really do think in that scenario, if the Chiefs were to, mm-hmm. say, win out, with that's wins against the Broncos, the Chargers, the Texans, at that point, you'd have to say, yeah, this Chiefs team's probably going to win the AFC. I don't trust the Bills. I was riding this Ravens bandwagon until last week, and then I saw them on Thanksgiving and said, nope, they ain't got it. They ain't got it this year. So I don't think the Patriots are as good as their record. Nothing against them. They're having a fine season, but that schedule's really helped them out. So if the Chiefs do make it to that point, yeah, I think you'd have to go with them. And part of my whole thing about the Chiefs, and you guys know this, if you just remove the records, which I know most people can't do, but if you just remove the records and you look at the Chiefs metrics from 2024 and the Chiefs metrics from 2025, they're the exact same team. They're no worse this year than they were last year when they went 15-2. This is any stat you could give me, they were equal or maybe even better this year with Rashee Rice back in the lineup and all that kind of stuff. So if this Chiefs team does make the playoffs, you'd have to take them seriously as a contender. The one team, though, that I've kind of been beating the drum that they're underrated is the Denver Broncos. And I know they've won a ton of close games lately, and that counts too. But there is this that nobody likes to talk about. Denver Broncos have two losses this year, with no time left on the clock at the Indianapolis Colts, with no time left on the clock at the Los Angeles Chargers. Those are two playoff teams. That's how close the Broncos are right now to being undefeated. And nobody wants to talk about that because their offense is inconsistent. And we've just gotten to this point in NFL analysis where if you're just a defensive first team, you're going to be downgraded. And the Broncos play amazing defense. They're really, really well coached by a Hall of Fame coach, Sean Payton. And I think their offense can be good enough in the playoffs. So if there's one team in the AFC, if the Chiefs don't make it, you know, by winning five in a row or anything, it might be the Broncos. I don't see what that... Yes, their offense is very inconsistent, but they know how to win. They have a great coach. They have an unbelievable defense. The Broncos are a team, too, that I'm like, this team is just being... For a team with as good of a record as it has had, being very underrated and under the radar.
Yeah, and they might have home field advantage. We've all seen, like, Denver in the playoffs, like, that's a tough place to go in there and win. Like, those Brady Belichick teams would go in there and lose to the Denver Broncos in that kind of environment. Let's flip over to the NFC, because we have a massive Bears-Packers game, which this is really fun for football fans. Like, it's been a while since we've had a Bears-Packers game this meaningful this late into the year. The betting market has Green Bay as a pretty healthy size favorite, 6.5, and maybe we go to 7 by the time we get to the weekend. How do you see this game playing out here between Chicago and Green Bay?
Yeah, and I think I was at lunch before I came on with you guys. I think I saw the alert that Roma Dunze has been ruled out, which obviously does not help the Bears, if that's a fact. And so, yes, I think the line says it all about what the market thinks about the Bears. I've gotten into trouble with Bears fans the past couple of weeks because I pointed out I used the word fraud, which I shouldn't have done, a little overdone. But the fact is, this is not the type of team that is really worthy of being the number one seed in the NFC. They haven't been that good this year. They've been fine. Like, there's nothing wrong with what the Bears have done this season. I think every fan of Chicago should be excited over what they're seeing with Ben Johnson, the way they run the ball, the wins they've gotten. But the Bears, before they played the Philadelphia Eagles, were good at two things, really. Really, really good at two things. Winning close games and beating bad teams. That's what they had done all season. Now, you go with Philly, you beat them like you did. Okay, that's an eye-opening thing. Maybe they're improving, but I don't think the market has reacted to that. You see a 6.5 here for the Packers team that plays with its food just about every single week. Like, they barely beat the Giants. They barely beat the Cardinals. They didn't beat the Panthers. They didn't beat the Browns. So, but all of a sudden, the Packers are almost a touchdown favorite. Like you said, that line, I think, will probably get the 7 by game day. It just makes no sense. So, It just shows kind of the disrespect for the Bears in the market. I'm not necessarily against that either. I think the Bears are over their skis with their record, though I do think they can keep it close because the Packers keep every game close. So I think it's going to be a really, really fun game. I think that we're going to get a competitive game, and I'm thankful that rivalry is back. It is the best rivalry in the NFL. I say that with some bias coming from Wisconsin originally, but that's the best rivalry in the NFL. And it's nice to see both teams good at the same time, and probably going to be good for the next few years, too. Both teams have a really, really good foundation to be good for, you know, 3-4 more years down the road.
Yeah. No, I can't wait to watch it. Lambeau Field, it's going to be freezing. This is what Bears-Packers was growing up. Like, this is what we all wanted to see. And the fact that we have it this Sunday is going to be a real treat for us as football fans. He is Frank Schwab, Yahoo Sports NFL and betting analyst on Twitter at Yahoo Schwab. Frank, we appreciate you for stopping by and hanging out with us here on You Better You Bet. Enjoy the games this weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely. I appreciate it, guys.
Awesome stuff there from Frank Schwab joining us here on You Better You Bet here, PJ. Wow, he used that F word with the Bears. Fraud. That's the word you don't want to hear. You don't want to hear that fraud word. But, I mean, you look at some of these games, it's hard to argue. But I guess we'll have a chance to see how it all unfolds Sunday afternoon at Lambeau Field. All right, on the other side, absolutely fired up for this, our buddy Anthony DeBundo from The Ringer, breaking down the FIFA World Cup draw, coming at you next here on You Better You Bet.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.